Tim Palmer has photographed rivers and nature all over North America, but he has a special fondness for the waterways of California, as he lovingly demonstrates in his most recent book, Rivers of California, Nature's Lifelines in the Golden State.
The rivers are the star attraction here, and I really wanted to show them in all their glory and splendor. They're really the lifelines of the earth, both in a real sense in that we need the water and virtually every other living creature needs it, but beyond that, they're very symbolic. They move, they're animate, they're the water that everything needs, so I call them the lifelines of our state and our country and the world, really.
Rivers of California features 174 of Palmer's color photos, none of them, he notes, digitally enhanced or altered, and accompanied by his graceful essays about the history, variety, ecology, and uncertain future of the state's rivers. Virtually every significant stream in the state appears at least once, usually in pristine views from remote locations, yet almost all of the images are recent, taken over the past 3 years. Still, there are a couple of notable exceptions.
The photo of the Stanislaus River, it was dammed in 1980, and I was there, fortunately able to shoot it in 79 before it was flooded. So there are a few historic shots like that from earlier, or conditions where it was just so amazing you had to be there just right then, even though it was 20 years ago.
A lifelong nature lover, Palmer says he frequents the backcountry with a camera always close at hand, prepared to capture the unexpected.
What's really the most fun is the serendipity, just finding things. And so I kind of get you in the hunter's frame of mind. I go out there seeking and hoping to find something beautiful, and I go out early and late in the day when the light is good. And the really fun part are the surprises that I find just by being there.
But there are occasions when Palmer will seek out a particular place and time, in anticipation of something he has not yet seen.
You wait till the day the Tioga Pass Road opens and you go up there that day, because that's going to be the highest water about the 1st of June. And you hike down river through snow and a lot of water and you wade. And when you get to those waterfalls, which normally you only see at low flow in the summer, but when they're raging high with water, it's just an incredible sight of power that is unimaginable until you see it.
Another instance of preparation, planning, and payoff occurred when he set out to photograph the mouth of the Russian River, the only picture of our local river that made it into the new book.
I left my campsite up on the Galala River at 4 a.m., and I wanted to get to the mouth of the Russian at sunrise, and there I came to the highway overlook before it was light, and the moon was setting over the ocean. I got out and took a 30-second exposure there in moonlight of that pod of seals on the last sandbar, the last bend of the Russian River as it rippled out into the ocean.
More mountainous rivers with their changing terrains and textures make more frequent appearances in his new book, but Palmer's ready enthusiasm for moving water anywhere is clear when he says his favorite river is the one where he is at that particular moment. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.